This is Floor Radio. I'm Dave Foster. It's been a long time on this program since we've talked about the industry's B2B initiative. We're going to talk about that again. We have on the line with us this morning Pam Bowe. She is the CEO of the Bowe Company. She's also co-president of the Floor Covering Business to Business Association, or FCB2B. And also with us is Aaron Perner. He is the CEO of Cap Carpet. He is also a co-president of the FCB2B, which is a new association. And welcome both of you back to Floor Radio.
Thank you, Dave. I'm happy to be here.
Hi, Dave.
Well, okay, Aaron, I thought maybe you had disappeared there.
No, I was being respectful and letting Pam go first.
I see.
Ladies first.
What a guy. You're liable to hear repercussions on that. Now, it's been
I'm
a long...
hoping to.
Well, Pam, if you have any, just let them rip.
I'm saving them up, no problem.
Okay. Now, it's been a long time since we've talked about the B2B initiative. I thought maybe it's a good idea to start off just to bring all of our listeners up to speed at exactly what it is and how long it's been around and what it does for the floor covering industry. And you guys can just jump in as you want and take turns if you want.
FCB2B is basically an acronym for the Floor Covering Business to Business Association. It's an association of persons involved in the flooring industry, primarily in the distribution channel, combining software developers with material producers, with dealers, distributors, retailers, all of us connected with the common thread of using technology to improve the flooring industry. The association meets trying to establish and create standards and best practices to enable technology to benefit everyone.
I see. How long has this whole B2B initiative been around? I remember when it started, but I can't remember how many years ago it was. How about that, Aaron? How many years?
Well, we weren't, Pam and I were frankly not involved with the initial meetings. It started with Carpet Rug Institute and a few of the software providers that were out there. I believe at this point, and it was, I think, in action almost 2 years before it came to the World Floor Covering Association. So I think the accurate number, I believe, would be 7 years now.
Okay.
But I don't think it was really an active, in the rollout phase, but for the last really 5 years.
Okay.
And that's to get it into the really the, the beta test state. There's been tremendous steps to go through the early adopter and implementation phase that we're in right now.
And you've been involved, Aaron, in this, as the same with you, Pam, for quite a long time.
Yes.
I gotcha. Now, the association, the Floor Covering Business-to-Business Association, FCB2B, is new. Talk about how that was formed and what the function. I guess you probably already said the function of it, Pam.
Aaron, why don't you go ahead and talk about the organization, please?
Okay, I'll do it. I think, what really happened, Dave, is that, the organization, from a mentoring standpoint, the challenge is that, you've got really fierce competitors on the supplier, distributor, software provider side, and plus, the associations that are out there, they all serve different constituents. And the driving interest, I think, in forming a nonprofit to support and manage this was that to make sure that you had several things. One is that there was early discussions about antitrust. I mean, if you have any one particular group that's in charge of the standard, first off, it's not good, but secondly, it raises legal potential ire. With the different members that are out there that may be utilizing the technology that's being developed. So what happened was is there was a consensus within the group that what needed to happen was that it needed to be managed impartially and fairly with representation across the group for legal reasons and also just for adoption reasons that's best for the group. And so that's really what drove the formation of the nonprofit organization that is now the FCB2B.
I see. So then your members are suppliers, manufacturers, distributors, retailers, and software people primarily?
Yeah, that's primarily the people that are active.
I see. Now, how many are involved?
But we also have, a key part of it, obviously, is the associations, which are a part of our board of directors. You've got, folks, and I apologize in advance if I don't name them all, but folks like the World Floor Covering Association, Carpet Rug Institute, Ceramic Tile Distributors Association, National Association of Floor Covering Distributors, National Wood Flooring Association. We count on their leadership and their mentorship, because these guys do association management. They understand, you know, nonprofits, and they are great, you know, guidance counselors, I guess is the term I'd use for us.
And they're all on the board, as you
mentioned. They are. Yeah, they're actually Pam and Mai's boss. If we don't do a good job, we get fired by them.
Okay. And that's been around for what, about a year or so?
Yes, a little over a year, I believe, is actually when the formation happened.
Now, the basics, again, if somebody really isn't up to speed with what B2B is, it pretty much allows people, what, to place orders, to check on them, basically via the Internet, without having to talk to somebody on the phone like they've done all these years. Is that pretty accurate?
Yeah, it is. The thing that is wonderful about FC B2B and the way that it's developed is that, you know, there's several ways that you can do electronic commerce. I mean, if you consider even, you know, calling on the telephone, faxing orders, most of the suppliers have websites that you can utilize. But what the Floor Covering Business to Business Association, what it really drives is a standard set of documents. I mean, if you go to a manufacturer like Mohawk, for let's say, they may have 15 different maps they use to supply to companies like Lowe's, Home Depot, those type of people. What it does is it sets one standard that all the floor covering specific software providers can use to really integrate it within their system. So if I'm a flooring software provider, you know, like the, you know, TMS, the Rollmasters, the CDMSs, the RFMSs, the CompuFloors, the Pacific Solutions companies, and I apologize if I didn't mention them all, but those type of folks that are out there, they can really integrate it so you eliminate all extra effort. Where at a website, if you go use a supplier website, you have to literally turn around and re-enter all that information, and there's still the opportunity for error that happens within your accounting system and your business management system that you've got. And so the thing that really is wonderful about FC B2B that is unique on the e-commerce side is you only have to do it once, and the integration is complete. It's done right into your business management software.
I gotcha. Now, Pam, I can remember when I think we had a roundtable on this program about the time this was launched, or at least shortly thereafter. There was a lot of conversation at that point about having a hub set up, where I guess all transactions from buyers and sellers and vice versa would go through some type of a central hub, as compared to the system that's been adopted now, where buyers and sellers communicate pretty much directly with each other. Has there ever been any conversation that maybe that hub idea had been would have been a good idea?
The hub idea, or the portal idea for transactions, is used in many, many industries, and it's an appropriate method of transaction. The alternate one, though, is the one that really has been adopted. Either or works about the same. The end result is that it provides documents being exchanged electronically without the use of humans. So either way it works. It just, in this particular industry, the adoption of the B2B technology has been a little bit different in the way that it's been utilized. It seems to work better for the flooring industry. The centralized portal works better for some other industries. It may change in the future, but at the end of the day, both of them are good. They accomplish the same thing. I want to tell you a little bit about how many people use this technology. And one of my jobs really is trying to demystify what it is. There is and I think your question about the portal piece is important, because it doesn't matter how it gets there, it's just that it gets there. The EDI standard that's out there, Dave, is one that's used by almost all of the industries in the entire world globally. It's a standard that's quite developed, and many, many people use it. I would say a small portion of those industries actually use hubs. A large majority of them did 10 years ago, but it's kind of transitioned into more of an even more streamlined process, so that the hub is taken out. There are less middlemen, if you will. So I think that the process that we're using right now is appropriate and definitely forward-thinking.
I can remember there was quite a camp way back when it started that this hub idea was a good one, and I guess they pretty much are quieted now at this point then.
I think the challenge is, Dave, that what happened to really make this technology work, you can't have a centralized authority that profits by this. I mean, it needs to become a public utility for the industry at large. And so if you've got a profit motive, not that that's happened in the past, but if there was a profit motive associated with the hub, then it obviously was not going to work. And
so there would be a fee for each transaction if there were a hub.
Right. Yes, exactly.
I see. That's
there
right.
was also the necessity in the past that you almost had to have that particular business model. You don't need to have that any longer. Technology is, all of us know and everyone listening to this program know, it changes, daily, yearly. It is evolving so quickly. The hub or the portal is no longer a necessary piece in order to transact business.
I gotcha.
Move beyond that.
This is going to conclude the first part of a five-part conversation. We're talking about technology in the floor covering industry, electronic technology. With us, Pam Bowe. She is the Chief Executive Officer of the Bowe Company, and Aaron Perner. He's the CEO of Cap Carpet. Both are co-presidents of the Floor Covering Business to Business Association, or FCB2B. We're going to air the second part of this conversation tomorrow, and this is Floor Radio.